Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim by Kain Daf Beis, and we are starting about the seventh line with the words Reb Lazer, Reb Yossi Shaul. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Batsi Baka Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah said that even though Achal Moed, we're allowed to water, we're allowed to be Mashke Beis Hashlachin, a field that really needs the water. If not, there's going to be a loss. There's going to be a Davar Aved. A Pseid is going to happen. Still, one is not allowed to be involved in Tircha Yesera. He's not allowed to do something. It's too much of a Tircha, too much of a trouble. And because of that, said the Mishnah, one is not allowed to use Megis Shamim or Mekilain. Mekilain is basically a cistern. It's a big ditch or bar that has water stored in it. A kilon was a bucket. One has to use a bucket in order to draw this water. That's called tircha yesera. And megeshamim is aser atu mekilon. So we have a question. Reb Lazer, Reb Yossi Shaul asks as follows: Ilan agat raktaya mat avidloin. These very shallow ditches that have water in them, how do you treat them? Can mekilon? Or ain't mekilon? Is that like mekilon, or maybe not? And we don't have an answer to this. We continue another question. Brechas and smiles min a mayan. We have a pool of water that's filled up from a mayan. There's a mayan, a spring that leads directly into it. But then hevsek a mayan mitaycha. The mayan stopped filling it up with water. Is one allowed to water his fields from it? On one hand, it was filled up from the Mayan, so maybe it's like a Mayan. On the other hand, it's not connected to the Mayan anymore, says the Gemara Mishmina Adulsan from the following. What did the Mishnah say? No watering a field from Megisham or Mekilain. Now, Mayan Kaiman, what are we referring to in the Mishnah? If we're talking about that it's actually raining outside, and the Mishnah is saying no taking rainwater from a puddle in the ground, well, why would that be? It's like they're connected to the Yamagadol, to the Great Sea. In other words, it's currently raining outside, so why would you not be allowed to take from a puddle on the ground? Elokinan kaimen, it must be what's the Mishnah referring to? B'shasha pasku gishamim. After the rain stopped, so you're not allowed to take water from this puddle on the ground. Now in b'shasha pasku gishamim, if we're saying the water had stopped, isn't this just like the case that we asked about, that the pool of water is filled up from the mayan, but the mayan stopped filling it up with water, there's no more mayan anymore? And what do we say regarding the megishamim? V'atamar ein mashkin umana. You say that you're not allowed to take from the megishamim because the rain stopped. So Adamar, this tells us in regards to our case as well. No taking water from that brecha, because again, there's no more mayan. Now, what about a different situation? We have a pool of water that was filled up with a bucket. The person dug a big cistern, dug a big pool, and he filled it up bucket by bucket, and finally he has a full pool of water. And then what happened? A mayan then was opened up into it. Maybe he made some sort of little channel or canal of sorts from mayan going into his pool of water. Is he allowed to water his field from his pool of water? What are the two tzadim? So on one hand, this trickle of the water mayan that's flowing into it is so small, it's not sufficient to keep it filled up to the top. And so perhaps the fear is that he's going to end up using all the water in this brecha, in this pool, and he's going to need more water, but there's not going to be enough from the mayan, so he's going to now take his bucket and go to a well or a cistern, and that's obviously a problem. That's called mekilon. Or maybe on the other hand, even if he ends up using all the water in his pool, since he, at the end of the day, he has a mayan, he has a water source coming in, even though it's going to take a while for it to fill up, he knows it eventually will fill up, and then maybe we don't have a chashash that he's going to end up using his bucket and go to the well or a cistern. So Gemara tells Nishmin Madal, so for the following. We have a case as follows. Two stebes ashlachins, one is higher than the other, and a mayan feeds the upper one, and then the extra water goes and drips into a pool that's located in the lower one, mashkin mimena. The lower field's allowed to draw water from that pool and water their field on Chol HaMoed, because it's considered like it's watered by the mayan itself. Now, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, he clarifies, that's only as long as it's still dripping, meaning when the water is still dripping from the upper one into the pool in the lower one, so then the lower one's allowed to use that water. Now, is he really able to water his field just from those little drips of water that are coming from the upper field? Isn't he filling it up from the pool itself, which is full 100%? He's definitely not using those drips of water that are coming from the upper field. Nonetheless, you say that he's allowed to use the water that's in the pool. Hadamar, that clearly tells us a pool that was filled up with regular bucket water, but then he ended up feeding a mayan into it, mashkin umena, that's allowed to be used. Even though, again, the mayan is not a sufficient source of water to keep the pool filled up to the top, still, it's fresh water being fed into it, so that's sufficient enough to allow him to use the pool water itself to water his field. And Vitani Shmuel Kane, Shmuel teaches this in Braisa, Apaiskan Vabrecha, these two different types of pools of water in a field, Shemilin Kadim Luregel, if he filled them up before Yomtif, Lo Yashkimahan Buregel, he's not allowed to use them on Yomtif or on Chol HaMoed to water his field, but if there's a channel of water that's coming from mayan that's going in between these different pools that he made in his field, then mashka mehen, he's allowed to use the water from the pool itself. Ve'ein nimna, he doesn't have to hold himself back. So that's the same exact din. We now explain the last part of Mishnah, the ve'ein oisin ugiyos l'gafanim, no making these ditches around the grapevines. And we clarify, elohein ugiyos, what are these ugiyos? Elohein abedidin shibikar yilonos, these are the ditches that are dug around the base of trees. Kaitanin tamalik, we have Mishnah over there, mseches kelim, yad habedid arba, the handle of a bedid is four tvachim. This Mishnah is discussing different types of kelim, and it's calling this kli a bedid. That's because this kli was used for making bedidim, so it's called bedid due to the bedidim that it makes, and that's what these ugyas are that we're referring to in the Mishnah. And moving on to Beis Oven, Beis on top of the halacha Beis. And the Mishnah tells us as follows: Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, he says, "Ein oisin es alam betchilo b'mayru b'shvias on chal mayru in shmita." One is not allowed to dig a brand new amma. An amma is a water channel; it's meant for bringing water from here to there. And the reason why it's called an amma is because it was an amma wide and an amma deep, hence the name amma. So no digging this on chal mayru or shmita. That's because it's tircha yisera. Or as Chacham and Chacham say, "Oisin es alam betchilo b'shvias." One's allowed to do this on shmita because there's no iser of tircha on shmita, as we learned in the previous daf. You're allowed to do something that's a tircha on shmita. However, they agree in regards to chal mayru, no doing this. Now, even though you're not allowed to lechatchila dig a brand new one on chal mayru, nonetheless, umetaknin himself kolos b'mayru. If he already has an amma, he has this little channel that got ruined because maybe dirt or rocks fell inside and that's preventing the flow of water. So he's allowed to fix it on chal mayru, and that's if it's letzorech hamayru, if it's something necessary for chal mayru. Now, something similar, umetaknin kolkule hamayim shabashus rabim v'chaytin oisan. When we're talking about cisterns and different storage tanks of water in the rishus rabim, those are allowed to be fixed and dug out, which means again, if rocks or dirt fell into them, causing an issue, the soda is allowed to be fixed up on chal mayid, even if it's not letzarech hamayid. And we're going to see in the Gemara why that is. Furthermore, umetaknes hadrachim, they're allowed to fix up the roads, vesar chayvais, and large open spaces, such as in front of a base kinesis or shul, ves mikvay samayim. They checked the mikvah and they found that it didn't have 40 sa of water, so they're allowed to dig a little channel to have a mayan spill into it and fill it up. And also, vais and koltzarche rabim, they're allowed to do anything the rabim needs on chal mayid. Another thing is umetzayin al kvaris, they're allowed to mark the graves. They would mark the graves with plaster so people would know, here's a grave, source of tumma, don't go here. And lastly, v'yotzenaf al kalayim, the shluchim of Bezdin are allowed to go out on chal mayid. In regards to kalayim, they make sure that people don't have forbidden mixtures growing in their fields, and if they do, they uproot them. And that's because they get paid from Beis HaMikdash money. Since on chal mayid work is cheaper, so that saves the Beis HaMikdash money, that's why it's permitted. Now, I think we're going to bring something that in the discussion that we're going to have today regarding it, it's not going to be relevant to our Mishnah. It's only in the next Gemara that we're going to see how it has relevance to the Mishnah. So the following has to do with a din regarding Shemitah. The Mishnah in Shviyas teaches that one is not allowed to pile their fertilizer in their field on Shemitah, lest people think he's fertilizing it and not just storing it there. And this is specifically during the time where people are actually going out and fertilizing their fields, and this is because of the Ayvavera, the people who want an excuse to be able to fertilize their field on Shemitah, even though it's Usur. So again, if they see this fellow piling his fertilizer out in the field, they're going to say, oh, look, he's fertilizing it, and they're going to go fertilize it. Now, after this time period, so there's no more Ayvavera, anyway, it's not a normal time for people to fertilize their field. Still, one is not allowed to pile their fertilizer in their field just for storage, unless he makes three piles of at least 10 baskets of fertilizer. Then it's clear that he's just storing it. Now the Gemara picks up with another opinion. Tamatanin, over there we have a Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Oyser. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Aser is piling his fertilizer. Ad she yamik shloisha, ad she gbiya shloisha, ad she tein ala sela, unless he puts it three tefachim into the ground, or he raises it three tefachim above the ground, meaning he puts it on some sort of platform, or until he puts it on a rock. And in all these situations, it's going to be very obvious that he's not fertilizing his field because he's put it in a way that it clearly doesn't look fertilized. But now what about the following situation? Let's say he doesn't have enough fertilizer to bring it to his field. He doesn't have three piles of 10 baskets each. He has a little bit of fertilizer. The Tanakhama says, no problem. Bring it out little bit at a time, continually adding to that pile, making it larger. And everyone's going to realize that he's not trying to fertilize his field. He's just trying to store it there. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, he's not allowed to do that. So the question is, in regards to which case is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah arguing on? So now the Gemara says, Pasul la train pesarin. There's two different ways to explain this. Either we could say we're talking about the fellow had a little bit of fertilizer in his house, Erev Shemitah, and now he wants to bring that little bit of fertilizer out on Shemitah. So Tanakhama holds, I raise a mice of olive ahilech, mishi yifsiku ayvarvera. The once this time period, the ayvarvera are not going to be doing anything anymore because again, it's past the fertilizing season. Once already past that season, so he could bring it out a little bit at a time and add onto that pile, no problem. And it's in this case, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Iser, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Asers, and the question is, my time is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what would his reason be? That's because Shemel Yimsaloy Zavel, maybe he's not going to find any more fertilizer. And then it turns out that little bit of fertilizer that he had placed down is now causing the field to be fertilized, and that's a real issue on Shemitah. And Asid Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yosi, this sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would be like Rabbi Yosi, come on, Rabbi Yosi, Amar, just like Rabbi Yosi says, Ein Zavel Matsui, then it's not easy to find fertilizer. Can Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Amar, he says the same thing, Ein Zavel Matsui. Now that's a good explanation. However, we're going to run into issues with the next one. Pasar La, Pasar Chayron. There's another explanation of this machlaikas. What are we talking about? And pay attention to the girsa changes we're going to have here. Bishahayloi Davar Memuat Besaych Sadehu Be'erav Shvias. He already had a little bit of fertilizer in his field on Erev Shemitah. And Vahumavakesh La Haysif Lesaych Sadehu Be'Shvias. He wants to add some more fertilizer onto the already existing fertilizer that he has. He wants to add this on Shemitah. Says the Tanakhama, no problem. He's a Mice of Ahilech Meshivsku Ayravera. As long as it's already past this time period of Ayravera, he's allowed to add on some more fertilizer. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Iser, in in this case, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah asers. Ask the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. What's his reasoning? Shemol yimtzalei zevel. Maybe he's not going to find any fertilizer. Vinimtzim zavel soisei makayim. And it turns out that the fertilizer that was already there is now actually fertilizing the field. Well, why would that be a problem? Like varhu mezolam erushvias isn't already fertilized from erushmita. In this case, we had said that the fertilizer was ready in the field before shmita. So even if he doesn't find any more fertilizer, anyway, this place that had the fertilizer was already pre-fertilized before shvias. So why should there be an issue adding on more? So we have an answer. Rabbi Yirmiyah quotes Rabban Bar Chiya, says b'shem Rabban Bar Mamal b'bnei Maris Ayin. That's because Maris Ayin, it looks bad. People are going to think that he's fertilizing his field. It's until he brings out 10 buckets all at once, then it's obvious that he's just storing it. Ask more fine. V'les the Rabban b'nei Maris Ayin. Don't the Rabban also hold of Maris Ayin? They should hold this also because of the same problem. As where Amar v'idi chutra says that no, salim ha'grefai mechichin olav shu oisa ashpa. According to Chamim, his basket and his rake or his shovel show that he's really just making it a pile for storage. When he's bringing his fertilizer out, he has his basket, he has his shovel and his rake that he's scraping it into a pile, so it's obvious to all the onlookers that he's not here fertilizing his field, he's just storing it over here, and therefore, even if it's just a little bit amount, not a problem, there's no Maris Ayin. We're stopping for the day, we'll pick up tomorrow with a discussion of Maris Ayin and suggest that perhaps that's relevant to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah of our Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.